114. Hearken, O King, Sultan Abdulaziz, to the speech of him that speaketh the truth, him that doth not ask thee to recompense him with the things God hath chosen to bestow upon thee, him who unerringly treadeth the straight path. He it is who summoneth thee unto God, thy Lord, who showeth thee the right course, the way that leadeth to true felicity, that haply thou mayest be of them with whom it shall be well. Beware, O King, that thou gather not around thee such ministers as follow the desires of a corrupt inclination, as have cast behind their backs that which hath been committed into their hands and manifestly betrayed their trust. Be bounteous to others, as God hath been bounteous to thee, and abandon not the interests of thy people to the mercy of such ministers as these. Lay not aside the fear of God, and be thou of them that act uprightly. Gather around thee those ministers from whom thou canst perceive the fragrance of faith and of justice, and take thou counsel with them, and choose whatever is best in thy sight, and be of them that act generously. Know thou for a certainty that whoso disbelieveth in God is neither trustworthy nor truthful. This indeed is the truth, the undoubted truth. He that acteth treacherously towards God will also act treacherously towards his king. Nothing whatever can deter such a man from evil. Nothing can hinder him from betraying his neighbor. Nothing can induce him to walk uprightly. Take heed that thou resign not the reins of the affairs of thy state into the hands of others, and repose not thy confidence in ministers unworthy of thy trust, and be not of them that live in heedlessness. Shun them whose hearts are turned away from thee, and place not thy confidence in them, and entrust them not with thine affairs and the affairs of such as profess thy faith. Beware that thou allow not the wolf to become the shepherd of God's flock, and surrender not the fate of his loved ones to the mercy of the malicious. Expect not that they who violate the ordinances of God will be trustworthy or sincere in the faith they profess. Avoid them, and preserve strict guard over thyself, lest their devices and mischief hurt thee. Turn away from them, and fix thy gaze upon God, thy Lord, the All-Glorious, the Most Bountiful. He that giveth up himself wholly to God, God shall assuredly be with him. And he that placeth his complete trust in God, God shall verily protect him from whatsoever may harm him, and shield him from the wickedness of every evil plotter. Wert thou to incline thine ear unto my speech and observe my counsel, God would exalt thee to so eminent a position that the designs of no man on the whole earth can ever touch or hurt thee. Observe, O King, with thine inmost heart and with thy whole being, the precepts of God, and walk not in the paths of the oppressor. Seize thou and hold firmly within the grasp of thy might the reins of the affairs of thy people, and examine in person whatever pertaineth unto them. Let nothing escape thee, for therein lieth the highest good. Render thanks unto God for having chosen thee out of the whole world, and made thee king over them that profess thy faith. It well beseemeth thee to appreciate the wondrous favours with which God hath favoured thee, and to magnify continually his name. Thou canst best praise him if thou lovest his loved ones, and dost safeguard and protect his servants from the mischief of the treacherous, that none may any longer oppress them. Thou shouldst, moreover, arise to enforce the law of God amongst them, that thou mayst be of those who are firmly established in his law. Shouldst thou cause rivers of justice to spread their waters amongst thy subjects, God would surely aid thee with the hosts of the unseen and of the seen, and would strengthen thee in thine affairs. No God is there but him. All creation and its empire are his. Unto him return the works of the faithful. Place not thy reliance on thy treasures. Put thy whole confidence in the grace of God, thy Lord. Let him be thy trust in whatever thou doest, and be of them that have submitted themselves to his will. Let him be thy helper, and enrich thyself with his treasures, for with him are the treasuries of the heavens and of the earth. He bestoweth them upon whom he will, and from whom he will, he withholdeth them. There is none other God but him, the all-possessing, the all-praised. All are but paupers at the door of his mercy. All are helpless before the revelation of his sovereignty, and beseech his favours. Overstep not the bounds of moderation, and deal justly with them that serve thee. Bestow upon them according to their needs, and not to the extent that would enable them to lay up riches for themselves, to deck their persons, to embellish their homes, to acquire the things that are of no benefit unto them, and to be numbered with the extravagant. Deal with them with undeviating justice, so that none among them may either suffer want or be pampered with luxuries. This is but manifest justice. Allow not the abject to rule over and dominate them who are noble and worthy of honour, and suffer not the high-minded to be at the mercy of the contemptible and worthless. For this is what we observed upon our arrival in the city Constantinople, and to it we bear witness. We found among its inhabitants some who were possessed of an affluent fortune and lived in the midst of excessive riches, while others were in dire want and abject poverty. This ill beseemeth thy sovereignty and is unworthy of thy rank. Let my counsel be acceptable to thee, and strive thou to rule with equity among men, that God may exalt thy name and spread abroad the fame of thy justice in all the world. Beware lest thou aggrandize thy ministers at the expense of thy subjects. Fear the sighs of the poor and of the upright in heart, who at every break of day bewail their plight, and be unto them a benignant sovereign. They verily are thy treasures on earth. It behoveth thee, therefore, to safeguard thy treasures from the assaults of them who wish to rob thee. Inquire into their affairs, and ascertain every year, nay, every month, their condition, and be not of them that are careless of their duty. Set before thine eyes God's unerring balance, and as one standing in his presence, weigh in that balance thine actions every day, every moment of thy life. Bring thyself to account ere thou art summoned to a reckoning on the day when no man shall have strength to stand for fear of God, the day when the hearts of the heedless ones shall be made to tremble. It behoveth every king to be as bountiful as the sun, which fostereth the growth of all beings, and giveth to each his due, whose benefits are not inherent in itself, but are ordained by him who is the most powerful, the Almighty. The king should be as generous, as liberal in his mercy, as the clouds, the outpourings of whose bounty are showered upon every land by the behest of him who is the supreme ordainer, the all-knowing. Have a care not to entrust thine affairs of state entirely into another's hands. None can discharge thy functions better than thine own self. Thus do we make clear unto thee our words of wisdom, and send down upon thee that which can enable thee to pass over from the left hand of oppression to the right hand of justice, and approach the resplendent ocean of his favours. Such is the path which the kings that were before thee have trodden, they that acted equitably towards their subjects, and walked in the ways of undeviating justice. Thou art God's shadow on earth. Strive, therefore, to act in such a manner as befitteth so eminent, so august a station. If thou dost depart from following the things we have caused to descend upon thee and taught thee, thou wilt assuredly be derogating from that great and priceless honour. Return, then, and cleave wholly unto God, and cleanse thine heart from the world and all its vanities, and suffer not the love of any stranger to enter and dwell therein. Not until thou dost purify thine heart from every trace of such love can the brightness of the light of God shed its radiance upon it. For to none hath God given more than one heart. This verily hath been decreed and written down in his ancient book. And as the human heart, as fashioned by God, is one and undivided, it behooveth thee to take heed that its affections be also one and undivided. Cleave thou, therefore, with the whole affection of thine heart unto his love, and withdraw it from the love of anyone besides him, that he may aid thee to immerse thyself in the ocean of his unity, and enable thee to become a true upholder of his oneness. God is my witness. My sole purpose in revealing to thee these words is to sanctify thee from the transitory things of the earth, and aid thee to enter the realm of everlasting glory, that thou mayst, by the leave of God, be of them that abide and rule therein. I swear by God, O King, it is not my wish to make my plaint to thee against them that persecute me. I only plead my grief and my sorrow to God, who hath created me and them, who well knoweth our state, and who watcheth over all things. My wish is to warn them of the consequences of their actions, if perchance they might desist from treating others as they have treated me, and be of them that heed my warning. The tribulations that have touched us, the destitution from which we suffer, the various troubles with which we are encompassed, shall all pass away, as shall pass away the pleasures in which they delight, and the affluence they enjoy. This is the truth which no man on earth can reject. The days in which we have been compelled to dwell in the dust will soon be ended, as will the days in which they occupied the seats of honour. God shall assuredly judge with truth between us and them, and he verily is the best of judges. We render thanks unto God for whatsoever hath befallen us, and we patiently endure the things he hath ordained in the past, or will ordain in the future. In him have I placed my trust, and into his hands have I committed my cause. He will certainly repay all them that endure with patience and put their confidence in him. His is the creation and its empire. He exalteth whom he will, and whom he will he doth abase. He shall not be asked of his doings. He verily is the all-glorious, the almighty. Let thine ear be attentive, O King, to the words we have addressed to thee. Let the oppressor desist from his tyranny, and cut off the perpetrators of injustice from among them that profess thy faith. by the righteousness of God, the tribulations we have sustained are such that any pen that recounteth them cannot but be overwhelmed with anguish. No one of them that truly believe and uphold the unity of God can bear the burden of their recital. So great have been our sufferings that even the eyes of our enemies have wept over us, and beyond them those of every discerning person. And to all these trials have we been subjected, in spite of our action in approaching thee, and in bidding the people to enter beneath thy shadow, that thou mightest be a stronghold unto them that believe in and uphold the unity of God. Have I, O King, ever disobeyed thee? Have I at any time transgressed any of thy laws? Can any of thy ministers that represented thee in Iraq produce any proof that can establish my disloyalty to thee? No, by him who is the Lord of all worlds, not for one short moment did we rebel against thee or against any of thy ministers. Never, God willing, shall we revolt against thee, though we be exposed to trials more severe than any we suffered in the past. In the daytime and in the night season, at even and at morn, we pray to God on thy behalf, that he may graciously aid thee to be obedient unto him and to observe his commandment, that he may shield thee from the hosts of the evil ones. Do, therefore, as it pleaseth thee, and treat us as befitteth thy station and beseemeth thy sovereignty. Be not forgetful of the law of God in whatever thou desirest to achieve, now or in the days to come. Say, Praised be to God, the Lord of all worlds.